So, ladies and gentlemen, right here, Forex. You have Forex. I've getting a lot of inquiries about Forex. Prince, what do you think about Forex? My friend called me about Forex. They're multi-level marketing companies that do Forex. People say if I sign up for Forex, they'll just send me the signal, and all I got to do is just trade and make the money, all this stuff like that. Prince, what do you think about Forex? Ladies and gentlemen, Forex is foreign exchange. I have traded Forex before way back in the day. I just dabbled in it. Wasn't my cup of tea. It was a 24-hour market, and it's a foreign exchange, right? You're trading currencies against each other. All the currencies, I think it's like 11 currencies, and they're paired against each other, like the dollar. Don't quote me on this, but it's like the dollar is paired with the pound. The yen is paired with some other currencies or whatnot. But people trade currencies. It's a 24-hour market. It stays open all day. You can trade all day, but it has certain activities throughout the time. So you essentially are almost like a day trader. You're trading every day. You're moving pips. You know, you're buying it. And you got to know how to use stop losses. You got to know how to use stops, because if that thing gets to dropping and you can't stop it from dropping, that's it. See, the thing I like about it, when I buy a stock, the most money I can lose is what I put in. That's investments I like. I don't want to be owing nobody. So you have to know how to use stops in it. Now, when it comes down to a business model, now, if you want to be a day trader, if you want to give it a try, know that it's like anything else with trading. If you trade it every day, you have a 90% chance of losing, but you have a 5% chance to be consistently winning. Yes, you will win some. I don't want people to DM me, man, my cousin said he made this, or this person made this. So, of course, you will make money. Just like if you continuously buy stocks, you will make money, right? It's just that with Forex, when I see all these groups and companies that come out and say, hey, just sign up and we're going to send you all these signals or you're going to be fine, something sounds crazy to me, because if it was just that easy, everybody and their mama would be on it, getting signals and just making a crap ton of money, right? So I'm not a big fan on that. You know, I'm not a big fan on get inside of groups. I'm not a big fan on stuff like that, because I believe if it was that easy, any and everybody would do it, right? I mean, come on. I mean, they're literally telling, I've seen people propose, hey, you just sign up. We're going to tell you when to buy and sell. You're going to make a crap ton of money. Do I think it's that easy? I don't think so. Right. So I'm not big into it myself. I'm not saying that it's bad. Forex is a real thing. It's not a scam. Forex has been around forever. It's just that people are using some skeptical business models around it. Can you use it in trade currencies and make money? Yes, you can. But you can't. I wouldn't do it. This is not me. Somebody who's new. No, I would stick with traditional investing. And this would be something that I would try to end. Because you got to think about it. The guy who just come in and said, Prince, I had SPY. I sold my SPY and brought Google, or I had the NASDAQ. That person, that's more of a winning strategy. Now, with a little bit of your time, you want to give it a little try, give it a little try. There's nothing wrong with trying something new, but just know that this is only for the riskiest part. Take me for example, mistakes I've made in life. One of the mistakes I made was getting ahead of myself as a young investor. I came into the game. I saw TV shows like Shark Tank. Oh, man, I want to be a judge on Shark Tank. Man, I want to do deals like they're doing. But you have to work your way up as an investor to invest in the startups. So I come off the block thinking I'm going to invest into these new startups, not realizing that that's not for the young investor. That's for the big investors. When those guys get on the show, they can throw $20,000, $100,000 to a new venture. And if it works, good. If it doesn't work, because they made their money somewhere else through good businesses. So when you're a young investor, you buy good businesses, you use good business practices, you use good common sense. Then when you get to a certain point, then you can say, all right, well, now I can go try to do this. You don't walk in and say, hey, I want to make a living. Well, I'm not telling you what to do, but it's my philosophy. I'm not going to walk into a casino and say, man, I want to make my living off of a casino, knowing that I have a strong possibility of losing. I would say, hey, if you're trying to make a living, either you need to start a business or you need to go get a traditional job. And then while you have your traditional job on your night, shout out to Tyra Jackson, who coined the phrase duopreneur, like entrepreneur, but dualpreneur, or side gigs. You don't wake up like one day, if I just want to be a stand-up comic, I'm not just going to be like, you know what, I want to be a stand-up comic. Boom. Quit my day job, quit everything I was doing, and just go be a comic, knowing I have mortgages to pay, knowing I have obligation, I have a wife, I have a son, I got a family going on, stuff like that. No, you know what I would do? I would moonlight. In my all time, I may try to look comedy route, over time, then I would slowly phase out my job. So that's how I look at the world of Forex. If I was a brand new investor, I just wouldn't jump straight into Forex. I would first start with traditional investing. Then I would moonlight a little bit on the Forex side of the house. Hopefully that makes sense. That's just my take.